one of the organizations that always works on productive and healthy and educational outdoor opportunities for kids is Learning Outside, which you can find online at learningoutside.org. And we're joined on the phone to kick off the hour by Susan Rita of Learning Outside with some tips for parents that are looking for educational activities for kids. Susan, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, Aaron, it's my pleasure. Thank you and Aubrey for thinking about us. I mean, we, all of our programs at Learning Outside are held entirely outdoors. The only inside structure we have is a teepee. Mm. Oh, and we do have a yurt now. But all of our programs are held outside where children can feel comfortable and at home and inspired. And right now, of course, our programs are closed and we're all feeling loss at not being able to be together. So our directors and our wonderful creative instructors came up with an idea to post online every day an outside activity. Mm. And these range from, I mean, I'm thinking about it now as I'm looking at the birds, home searching and looking for building materials, and I'm getting together strands of yarn and string and feathers and leaves and things like that that they can use, and turning them into a ball and wrapping mm-hmm. twine around them and hanging it from the tree, which is one of the activities, a nesting ball that has been suggested. And these are great things to do with your children outside, especially on a warm, sunny day like today, to get outside and get them in nature and know that they're doing something to sustain our nature and our wild animals and our birds and making a difference in this world, being stewards of the earth.
What are some other ideas?
Well, we have a fairy house building, and all of these ideas can be found on Learning Outside's website. You go to learningoutside.org, as you mentioned, and then in the upper right, there's a blog that says Tales from the Trail. And there are all these activities listed, even ones that were posted, you know, 8 days ago. So you can reference all of these and pick and choose. And they're all things that you have at home. The fairy house building is a favorite of our children who attend Learning Outside and of children everywhere. Today's is one of my favorite activities, and it's creating a mud kitchen. So you go outside, find a space, and set up a kitchen. I mean, children are great about using their imaginations. It can be on a log or a board from past construction, and they can set up, use chalk and draw circles for burners. You can get out metal pots and spoons and things like that, and just let them go to town. Take a basket outside and collect pine cones and gumballs, and grass has been cut recently, leaves for green, or they may represent chives, or just let them cook away. They will love it. And if you set up a kitchen space like that outdoors, they can use it every day.
Mm. So, and by the way, I was looking at the blog earlier today, and the concept of a mud kitchen, even before I got to what it actually was, like, yeah, I can... Every kid I've ever known, growing up or now or in between, would just love getting into a mud kitchen. I think it's fantastic. We're speaking with Susan Rita. Again, learningoutside.org is the website for more information, including that blog, Tales from the Trails. You can get a whole bunch of different ideas. And Susan, you and everyone at Learning Outside kind of specialize in coming up with these really cool ideas all the time. For parents who are trying now to come up with these ideas themselves at home, what advice do you have for parents who are trying to generate these ideas themselves? What's the best place to start, and how do you do it? How can they do it?
Well, I credit our instructors and our directors for this entirely. And these are easy to do. They're found objects right outside in the natural world. And so, and then let your children be your guides. Mm-hmm. Don't set firm parameters. Let them venture off, and they may come across a turtle shell or a bird feather or something like that that is totally unexpected. And then that can lead you back to the computer to Google, what kind of feather is this? And that opens a whole new world. You may be learning about bluebirds or blue jays or any number of things. So nature provides us with a wealth of adventures and a wealth of potential knowledge.
Where's a really good place in the community that people can go right now? There are some places that are closed, but there are some places that are open too. Where are some of your favorite spots?
I don't know of any other open spaces besides your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Triangle Land Conservancy properties are open. Ours at Learning Outside is a closed property because we have our programs there. But I don't know if Brumley, but I would suggest Googling Triangle Land Conservancy and see if any of their properties are open for exploration.
But I think it's
because
really,
I know all the parks are closed.
Yeah, I think it's really good advice, though, too, that you don't have to go to a particular place to do this. You just have to walk outside your house and there's nature right there, right?
Exactly. And it could be just out your front door on a small plot of land. A lot of these things, you could set up a mud kitchen in your house, mm-hmm. in the little corner. You can make a nest ball inside. One of the other things was a scavenger hunt outside where you look for objects that are the color of the rainbow. The colors in the rainbow. And so you can record it, you can make a journal, you can tuck it away, you can take a photo and send it to friends and family, grandparents, anything to encourage and let the children know that they can get out and learn things and share things that mean a lot to other people. I mean, that's what it's all about now, sharing and exploring.
Speaking with Susan Rita, and we got to wrap up. Other pieces of advice that you have and other places that people can go if they want to learn more or find out more about you?
Well, I think going to our website is the best thing, and there's a wealth of information on there. We have stories and blogs and photos for inspiration. We are a nonprofit, and we have on our property, 589 acres that belongs to Triangle Land Conservancy. We have goats and chickens, and the children tend those. We have a wonderful learning garden. Starting a garden right now would be a wonderful activity to do. So use your imagination and get outside.
Good advice anytime. LearningOutside.org, the website. Go there for a lot more information right now, including that blog, Tales from the Trails. You can get a lot of really cool advice and ideas for how to get outside and play with your kids in a healthy and productive and educational way. They'll love it, and so will you. Susan Rita, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron. It's always a pleasure.